alone and dark green in the first thing in the garden. Those are the misunderstood, and you don't have to go. And I do wish, actually, that it was possible for me to play for you the other acetates that I have from the misunderstood, but they're still in America, unfortunately, and I can't get my hands on them. One of these days, however, I will, and you'll hear them, and you'll be amazed. There's one thing on that. You remember a thing that the Yardbirds did called I'm Not Talking? Well, Glenn starts that off, you know, and I don't know how he does it, but he plays steel guitar, and you have a bar thing in his left hand that he slides on the strings, and he'd stand at the end of his guitar, and he'd sort of bounce it down the strings, and then down the, and he'd just go like this, and then they go into I'm Not Talking, and in the middle of it, he plays about a 5 or 6 minute long guitar solo, which, you know, unless you can't imagine it, nothing anywhere else, anywhere on any record, anywhere in the world, it sounds like it. This is the most amazing guitarist I've ever seen. I remember once on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood, they went into Pandora's Box, and it was the only time they ever played anywhere in Hollywood. And because they got paid rotten money for working there, you know, because it was a big prestige thing. And they went in, and there was a sort of fourth group or something, you know, they were sort of just put on there as a joke, mainly. And they had all these other groups on there. There was a group called the Sloth, and there was another one called the Third World War, and all these people, and they went on, and all the people were saying, you know, groovy groups, just fantastic groups, and they're all terrible, and everyone was just sort of sitting there and acting like they weren't terribly impressed by anything, you know, which was a sort of cool way to be. And the Misunderstood went on, and they came up, you know, and they said, and Rick got up there, and, you know, he had this sort of Greek god hair stuff, you know, and he just got up there, and he was completely divorced from reality anyway, you know, just completely out of it, and he just got up there on the stage, and he said hello. You know, where the Misunderstood were from Riverside, you know, and everybody started going, Riverside, you know, very provincial. And anyway, they started off with about a 24-minute version of Smokestack Lightning, you know, and Glenn played about a 15-minute solo, I'd give up my entire record collection just to have that one thing on tape. It was something you wouldn't believe, and all these cool people, you know, who were standing around, pretending they weren't impressed. By the time it was all over, everyone in the place was standing at the bottom of the stage, and they'd closed down the bar, and everyone had stopped dancing, and everybody in the place was standing by the stage. And in the middle of it, they had this bit where you can get, so I don't know exactly how you do it, honestly, because I don't know anything about electronics, but you can get a recurring cycle of feedback on a steel guitar, at least Glenn could. I don't suppose anybody else in the world can, but Glenn is not of this world, I don't think. And he could get this recurring cycle of feedback, and he'd get the thing feeding back, and the bass player, Steve, would get his guitar feeding, his bass guitar feeding back, and the rhythm guitarist get his thing feeding back, and then they'd all walk off the stage, and you'd have this terrific slashing, crashing sound going on the stage, and they had lights, you know, one of the first groups ever to use lights, they're all going away on stage, and their stage would be empty, and people couldn't believe each other, their minds were completely blown, this magnificent group. Anyway, one of these days, the Misunderstood under some circumstances will come together again, and you'll be able to see them and hear them, and you'll remember that John Peel told you that if they hadn't had to break up as a result of the draft and the war in Vietnam and other sad things like that, they could be, you know, they could be up with the Beatles and people like that. They really could, because they had such incredible ideas. Anyway, he had a big brother in the Holding Company, and Janis Joplin, I remember the name, this is called Call On.